Welcome back. 447, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times. Well, in today's Washington Times, there's a story entitled Top Secret, What Food Stamps Buy. Oh, we lost Luke? All right. We lost Luke. Luke Rosiak has written that story, and we will get to that momentarily. Anyway, I think you're going to be amazed at some of the revelations within the story about where our money goes, to the tune of $80 billion a year. Yes, that's $80 billion with a B. So, I think we've reestablished the connection with Luke. We got him? Okay. Let's see. I need to do that and this, and I think we have him. Hi, Luke. How are you?
Hey, Andy. Sorry I missed you there for a second.
Hey, that's all right. Listen, the story is fantastic. What food stamps buy, and I like the way you call it a top secret because you actually have a tough time digging up a lot of information on this, didn't you?
That's right. I mean, it's an $80 billion a year program, and we just have no idea who is getting all the money. And there are huge business interests here. I mean, the first thing you think of is this is welfare, and it triggers a lot of responses from all the people that are buying candy and soda and all these unhealthy foods. And then it's absolutely the case. They're allowed to buy anything they want with these food stamps, with the exception of most hot meals. But it's also the result of a powerful lobby from these big companies like Walmart, as well as trade associations with the small corner stores. And they have lobbied extensively to keep all of this information private. And it should not be private. The USDA, which runs the program, will fight with tooth and nail to keep anyone from finding out where this money goes. And we're talking about $80 billion in taxpayer money. It's just absurd.
You know, years ago, if you were entitled to food stamps, and back then they were actual stamps, you know, they were like a legal tender, if you will, you could only use those in regular supermarkets. You couldn't use them at the convenience store, and you certainly couldn't buy certain products. You weren't allowed to buy, you know, any kind of sugary soda. Now all of that seems to have changed, and as you mentioned, people can actually use them in restaurants now, right?
Not in most cases. There are a few restaurants which accept food stamps, but most of the time they're not supposed to. But there are all these little gas stations that, you know how gas station marks are. I mean, you go in there and they've got candy bars and nothing else.
Yeah.
But next time you go to a gas station, you'll probably see a decal that says, we accept EBT. And my question is, if you don't sell any kind of healthy food, then why are you on the approved vendor list?
All right, and so, again, that gets back to the big lobbying efforts underway by some of these companies. I'm assuming, and I'm not picking them out by name, but a 7-Eleven-type store, is that what we're talking about?
Right. 7-Eleven hired a former aide to John Boehner just a couple months ago to lobby on these issues. And the things that the stores are lobbying on are twofold. One, to ensure that you can buy candy and soda if you want. And two, to make sure that no one can find out that that's what people are spending this money on.
Hmm.
So 7-Eleven wants to make sure that they can continue to accept food stamps, even though, you know, they don't offer very much food. It's mostly we're talking about Slurpees and snacks.
Yeah, all right.
You go down to the corner store.
Hello? I think we've lost him. Hi, Luke.
I'm sorry about that, Andy. I'm out in the city doing more follow-up on food stamps, and where I am does not have very good cell phone reception. But,
I will tell
you is that we'll have more coverage about food stamps in the coming few days in the Washington Times.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot here. This is an $80 billion program, and we examine waste on a much smaller scale. Think about the GSA conference, which only cost $800,000.
Yeah.
And we saw a lot of transparency for that boondoggle in the wake of it. And what we're not seeing here is $80 billion. We don't have the slightest idea where this money is going, and I think anecdotally we see that clearly it's going to unhealthy food and to fraud. I mean, all you have to do is go down to Southeast Washington, as I've been doing, and take 5 minutes in any store, and what's for sure is there's no vegetables in sight, and even the quasi-healthy food, say a box of Kraft macaroni and cheese, no one is choosing that. They're electing to buy candy.
Huh.
But the government won't tell us that, and I don't know what their interest is in it, other than their close ties with the junk food lobby. But, you know, I think if we had more transparency on the area of food stamps, there would be more calls for reform.
Yeah. All right. Now, I noticed you tried to get information out of all three areas, Virginia, Maryland, and the district. And in the district, was there some request for money?
This is the craziest story. The CFO of the District of Columbia, his spokesman tried to charge us $125,000 for this information.
And I'm assuming the response was, we don't do that.
Right. And why would you? I mean, this is all stored in a database. I mean, anytime you swipe your credit card, and it's the same thing with food stamps. I mean, it's 2012. All this stuff is on computer. You enter a simple command in the computer, and it'll export an Excel spreadsheet with this stuff.
Yeah.
So their request was, it had no foundation in reality. And number two, I mean, the feds tell the states that this is illegal, and I object to that qualification. I don't think it is illegal. I think their interpretation is wrong. But nonetheless, the jurisdictions knew that this was illegal, but they were willing to sell it to us for $125,000 if we would cough up the money.
I'll be darned. Now, what about Maryland and Virginia?
They were more circumspect. I mean, Maryland said, we'd like to provide this to you, but the feds say we can't. And Virginia said the same thing. They said, we believe that this information should be available. This is taxpayer money. But the federal government will not let us. In fact, the provisions that are in the law are so strong as the result of lobbying by the industry that they say that you can be jailed for telling someone where food stamp dollars are spent.
Oh, man, this is a story waiting to be blown apart. I mean, really. I mean, this is very upsetting. To an outsider looking in at this, and believe me, I sort of consider myself an outsider when it comes to what food stamps buy. But I tell you, after reading this today, I am shocked that we can't find out where $80 billion of our dollars are going.
And it sure works for the candy lobby. I talked to, get this, the candy lobby says that you should be allowed to buy whatever you want with food stamps so that a parent can choose to buy a candy bar for her son for a Hanukkah treat once a year.
Wow.
And I said, you know, you go down to Ward 8 and you see how many people are buying a Hanukkah treat once a year for their child. That's not how it works.
Yeah.
And they're lobbyists. I mean, they're outright lying. But all they have to do is say, well, we don't have hard data. You can suggest that you can conduct your own study and say that candy is bought commonly, but we don't have hard data.
Yeah.
So they use this secrecy to deny what's pretty clear is that these food stamp dollars are going towards junk food.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, folks, you really do need to check this out. It's in today's Washington Times. Top secret, what food stamps buy. You can also access it at WashingtonTimes.com. Luke, thanks for joining me this afternoon. Take that EBT card and go in and buy a new cell phone, will you?
Will do. Thanks, Andy.
See you later. Okay, maybe that's wrong. You're not supposed to do that. I'll bet you they'd sell it to you. Yeah, I'd like to use this to buy that and that flat screen up there. Do you mind? 4:58, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.